I'm Father Ralph, and you're in the Red Room. Tonight, we're going to hear from a lot of people. We're going to hear from Andrew Kurowski, Stead's senior and hockey captain. We'll hear from our Super Bowl super predictions from our very own Steadsman from Seattle and Massachusetts, Nathan Holt and Michael Medillion. Later, we'll hear a pitch from our very own Gabriel Yalili and Connor Larson. I'm not going to tell you what it is just yet. We'll also hear from John Challenger, Stead's senior and our basketball captain. We'll also have good news and weather with Logan, with my co-host Zach. All this is happening now in the Red Room.
We are here. We finally made it. I know there's a lot of anticipation. We have finally made it to one of the best weeks of all time.
Yes.
Because what holiday is upcoming? Remind our listeners.
Oh, yes. Super Chinese Groundhog President's Day.
Yes. And we know we take that very seriously here.
We do.
We celebrate in style.
You know, they said you can't celebrate more than one holiday, but we have put we put the Super Bowl, Chinese New Year, Groundhog's Day, and President's Day all into one super big explosion.
It's like a smorgasbord, but they're all present. We don't forget. We don't leave any of them out.
No
they're
holiday.
All represented.
No holiday left behind here, folks, at Stead's. No, I mean, other halls, I'm sure. I mean, they said we couldn't do it, but we did it.
Yeah, we did it, and we remembered all of them. We didn't forget about you, yeah. Punxsutawney, Phil.
Yeah.
We didn't forget about you, Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, we remember them all. And so I'm so looking forward to it. It's going to be on Super Bowl Sunday. And well, you'll see it on the blog.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll talk about next week.
There.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to it. But you know what? Also, we cannot miss this. We have to say thank you to all of our donors. Thank you for everyone who has supported us in the Mullets Against Malaria. It was a very successful campaign. It was overshot our goal.
It was a rout of malaria.
It was a rout of malaria.
Yes.
Malaria's
we
on the run.
We just rushed the castle walls,
yeah.
If you will.
Yeah. That's right. You know, and we want to thank our commissioner, Patrick Fisher, for leading the charge, and everyone, you know, who got mullets and maybe a skullet. So, thank you. But, you know, there's a lot of news, I think, that you've heard. You brought it up last time about the Ice Chapel.
Yes.
St. Olaf's.
It's been everywhere.
Yes, there's folks, you know, we've had so much snow, and it's been freezing forever, below freezing. Someone has decided to build this little ice chapel, and you can actually walk into it. It's beautiful. You might have saw it on Notre Dame something or on the Today Show, but he has made it with spires and all this other stuff, and they did mass there last week. Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess 1,600 people showed up.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was but it was 10 o'clock at night, so it was a candlelight mass, too.
Oh, my God, it had to be freezing.
It had to be freezing.
I didn't go.
I did not go either.
I'm sure we got
but
some guys
the who pictures did. Looked great.
Yes, I'm glad. Yes, I felt like I was there.
Yes.
I know the cold. Yes. But you know what's funny is that it's a beautiful, they did a really nice job.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also kind of caused this kind of snow building spree.
Really?
Yes, our North Quad. Did you see the other structure by
starting
Stanford?
Trying
to take, you know, form.
Yeah, the foundations are being laid.
Yeah, and it looks like they stopped.
I was going to say, they kind of made like the base layer, and they're like, ah.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't overshadow.
We can't compete with that snow building power.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So they started, and then just as quickly as they started, they finished. They're like, we're not going to do this.
Yeah, yeah. You know, also, too, it started something out in South Quad, too. There's a snowman.
Really?
Yes. Extra wide, I should say. And very square-ish. Sorry. Got the hiccups there. But it looks odd. Looks really,
a
really
wide,
odd.
Wide, round snowman.
Yeah. Really odd. Yeah. Just odd. So
that's fascinating. Well, you know, I'll keep my eye out. We'll see what other snow creatures pop up.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what we'll see.
You never know. You got to keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think there's going to be more snow creatures. Why? Because we have so far officially received 72 inches of snow. And last night when you woke, it snowed. So this morning when you woke up,
yeah.
I think we had another, I don't know, 4 to 5.
Oh, jeez.
So we got to be up to like 77.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
February. It's the start of February. There's still like
a lot of February to go.
A lot of February, and dare I say March.
It was so bad, and the late snow came so late in the morning, this morning, that they didn't even have a chance to clear it up. If you still walk around campus, there's paths or just 4 inches of snow.
Yeah, I mean, walking the dining hall, it completely blocked off the one path. Like,
yeah.
What?
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, like, you're walking in the tire treads of things,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, there's one tire tread going south, one tire tread going north, and if you're going south, be in the one that's going south. If you're like, someone like stopped and like didn't get out, and then I forced them over. It's like,
no, you're just know the traffic. It's one way.
It's just like, idiot. And you shouldn't even be here. You don't even know your etiquette. I mean, I don't want... Take your driver's license
away. Right, yeah, I was going to say, let's revoke that.
Yeah.
Let's get a check on that.
Yeah. So, you know, I can only imagine. You know what I love is, you know, I looked over the administrator's lot, which is right next to Stead's. You mm-hmm. know, the people that park in the dome, it looked very light today. It
conveniently looked... You know, the snow just avoided that lot.
No. The snow was there, but the cars weren't there. So they avoided driving in the snow. That's where I'm going with that. So maybe they were working remotely today.
They're doing asynchronous.
Yeah, asynchronous something, all right. But it is snowing here. And, you know, folks, make it stop. Make it stop, please.
I was really sad when I heard that Punxsutawney Phil said more winter. Yeah. Did you hear that was his prediction?
Oh, that was... Okay.
Yeah, see, I feel like even a creature far less intelligent than Punxsutawney Phil probably could have picked that one.
I
was like, wow, you picked winter, really? Yeah, what made you think that?
You didn't take a groundhog to tell you
that
winter's sticking around. Yeah, but you know, it was funny is that I had friends down in Florida, and they said it was down to 32 this week.
Oh my gosh.
And they had iguanas dropping out of trees, frozen. You know,
I've
like
heard about
they
that.
Go into like hibernation mode or something. I said, wow, that's kind of funny. We have signs up here, watch for, you know, falling ice and snow. And they got signs that watch for falling iguanas.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's been so snowy, and they've actually had to start... You know it's bad because they have to rent the John Deere big snow, like, shovel to push, like, tractor to push snow. But they've also had to start deploying the cherry lifts, the cherry pickers, around to knock down the snow off the roofs.
Yeah, I did
with all
that.
These huge icicles. I mean... It's really dangerous. If one of those things fell off, I mean, and someone's down there, they're dead. I mean, there's icicles that are the size of me.
Ugh.
And like 5 feet. And so they were here today at Stead's knocking the snow and the ice off the back. And they closed down the back ramp door for just a bit. And rightfully so, because it was dangerous.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Wow.
So... Yeah, it's a winterland. I'd rather just have Michigan have that be that.
Yeah, exactly. We are too.
But you know what else is starting up? The Winter Olympics.
That's right, Cortina.
Milan Cortina.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like I was kind of like flying under the radar, and then next thing you know, it's right around the corner.
It's here.
What's your favorite Winter Olympic sport? What's the event that you're always captivated by?
Oh, you know, I always love. You know, to watch the bobsled.
Yes.
And how people in
the skeleton.
But you know what? Also, I have to admit.
Yeah.
It sounds awful, but it's true. And I know I'm among friends. I can tell you.
Yeah.
It's like I love watching when people do their ice routines, and I love seeing people fall.
What? Because that's years, that's their careers, right?
No,
there.
Because what I always love is like the commentary that's going on. It's over the top. They got. Brian Botano in there, you know, like, a little bit of ice flared up. Oh, that's 0.2 of a deduction. They're out of medal contention. Oh, you know, they didn't come out of a full rotation of the triple sal cow.
Quibble axle and not executed perfectly there.
No, they came out half a revolution too soon, you know. Oh, that's 0.3, you know, like, it's over the top, you know. And then, but you know, like, the funny thing is like, someone falls and they still get a medal. You know, so anyway.
Anyways,
what about you? What's your favorite?
Oh, well, you know, I'm a big skier. I love the skiing events.
Oh yeah,
I love the super G when they go like super fast and they go like flying. I feel like they do like crazy jumps in that one too.
Yeah,
because I think they're going so fast and there's so much of like an elevation drop that or like a slope drop that they just boom, they like jump and they're like flying. I don't know. That one's always great. The slalom's great.
Yeah.
And I also the one that I think gets, you know, deserves a little more love. What I'm blanking on the name. It's the one where you go skiing and then you have the rifle and you shoot.
Oh,
I always thought that one was so interesting.
Isn't that like the biathlon?
Yeah, something like that. I always thought like when they were making the Winter Olympics, you're like, you know, we should really have a spot for those people that want to ski and then, you know.
Well, you know what that is? It comes out of a thing for World War One.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they were training people to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So go look that up.
All right. I got to dive into the history of the sport a bit more.
Yes, that has roots in World War One. I'm not joking. So okay. You can get a go because I could care less about it. Because you know what I care about? The half pipe. You know?
Half
pipe. I love that how they, adding new sports, a half pipe and all of that stuff. So anyway, I'm not going to... Are you going to watch the opening ceremonies?
I don't know. I'll see how much time I have. You know, okay. The summer one, the Paris one was good though.
Okay. Well, we'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
The other thing I was going to say was, we are 25% of the way through the semester already.
Really?
Yes. We are 25% of the way. We're a quarter way through the semester already.
That's intense. I feel like it always creeps up on you. You have like the first week slow, second week slow, and then you're at like week six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's intense.
Yeah, it's intense.
Well, I have something.
Okay, go ahead. I wanted to say also too, tonight I think is going to be that for the seniors, like 100 days ball. There's 100 days left before graduation, and I think it's tonight. So you're not a senior, but have you heard any hype about that?
I've heard rumblings.
Okay.
I've heard good things. I'm not gonna divulge, but I've heard it's gonna be a good time.
Okay, I'm sure it's gonna be a good time. Always a good time.
All
right.
And only 100 days.
100 days left for graduation. Okay. So tell me, what do you want to share?
Well, I hinted at this last week.
Yes.
And again, I look forward to this week not only because of Super Chinese Groundhog President's New Year's
Day. Yes.
But it's also Love Data Week coming up.
Oh.
One of my personal favorites. And I would just like to extend my segment a little bit by telling you guys about the events that are coming up.
Oh, please.
And these are, of course, for data-themed workshops and lectures for all of our data lovers.
Okay.
And it'll be going on this next week. So you are in luck. By the time this is released, you are in Love Data Week. Congratulations.
Wow.
We've made it. 365 days, and we made it. And so what events do we have, you might be asking me? Well, what about Tuesday at 2:30, Data Bytes. Where's the data? A brief introduction to several sources of data. What about R for Beginners? An introduction to R, a commonly used data language. What about, so you want to write a data paper? I mean, tons of workshops, great ideas, but my personal favorite, and I hope to see you there, Father.
Yeah.
The Data Haiku Contest.
Ooh.
Are you going to submit a haiku?
Well, I love writing haikus.
I know. I feel like we were talking about this last year.
Yeah, I love writing haikus.
I might have to make a submission, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, my question is, who's going to hold all this data, and how will it be shared?
Well, I hope it gets loved. However it's shared, I hope it's shared lovingly.
Share the love. All right. Well,
I'll be loving my data especially more.
Well,
this
I hope that we get some pictures from you at Love Data Week
at the haiku contest.
Yeah, and I hope that you share with us, your haiku.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he's a scholar and a poet.
Yeah,
he writes haikus.
I have a brilliant creative mind, and I'll put it to work this weekend, and we'll see what we can craft.
Yeah. Well, one last thing is that I don't know if I told you this, but the hall has an Instagram account.
Uh huh.
And we're back up and running. It's I think it's at @st.eds.
Mm-hmm.
And so go to the Instagram, folks. That's what we're going to be sending some pictures. Maybe we might even have some from Data Love.
Oh.
From Zach, so we'll find out, but more to come.
Yeah, I'll be an in-the-field correspondent.
Yes.
Yes.
But you know what we got to do? We got to get this show on the road. Let's get it on.
Get it on.
All right. Well, for our first guest tonight, we have none other than our very own senior, Andrew Kurowski.
Yes, thanks for having me. Always happy to get on the podcast.
Wow, look at that mullet. Look at that.
I know. I was just saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, that is a working mullet. Because it's beating malaria and it's making him play better in hockey.
It is aerodynamic. I don't know if anyone's ever spoken about that, but it definitely makes you faster on the ice when you have a little Letty coming out the back.
Yeah.
So.
He's shaking around.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So you are the captain of our Steds hockey team.
Yes, yeah. Me and Jack Keller, a former Pangborn, now Graham senior, are the two captains. We have for Interhall hockey. If for those who don't know, we combine dorms. So we have been playing with Graham / Pangborn since my freshman year.
Oh,
and
wow, that long.
It seems as though we will continue in that direction. Hopefully, we've imparted enough of a camaraderie between the two dorms to continue through my time.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So what is the challenge of being the hockey captain? What's a challenge here? I don't think it's easy to be done. What's so funny?
I was going to say, you think there's one challenge? I feel like there's probably a lot.
You're right. I mean, there's got to be a lot of challenges. So tell me, what is a challenge?
I would say...
having the players skate?
That was a challenge in our earlier years. But now we actually have a team where everyone already knew how to skate. So there's not a lot of teaching. Oh. I would say the biggest challenge this year is getting people to the rink. We do two trips where I have to drive from my house off campus, drop my gear off at Compton, drive to Stead's, pick up a group of four kids, drive them to Compton, drop them off, come back to Stead's, and pick up the remaining Stead's guys. Because there's so much love for hockey in the dorm. I think we have six freshmen this year.
Yeah.
On the team a couple of sophomores, so nobody's cars, so it's pretty sweet. Definitely, that's probably the biggest challenge, but it's a good challenge to have because we always love to have more guys out.
That was the answer. Carpooling.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
You know, Zach, I hope they're giving him 5-star.
Yeah.
They should be.
They really should be.
I have water bottles in the back seat, so he's hydrated for the game. You know?
Little mints. I'm sure you got mints in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So you know, as the captain, you know, now you got clay to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You got to be that sculptor.
Absolutely.
You know, sculpt him into those, you know, those NHL players.
Yes.
They can be. What is one thing that you notice that you're imparting to the team more so than ever before? Is it you know, like, you know, check with the hockey stick mid level or net at the neck level? I mean,
I would say
get into a fight.
I'll answer this in two parts. I would say that as the years have gone on, the team has gotten cleaner, and I have not. I was accused of trying to injure the only player on the other team that couldn't skate the other day. It was actually that he just didn't get out of the way because, again, he couldn't skate.
Yeah.
But, I would say all around we're a very clean team.
Yeah.
I certainly don't lead in that category.
Yeah.
But I try to sometimes. And then I would say what I really impart is just having fun.
Yeah.
That's the big thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's all about having fun, and I think we do have a good group of guys who come out, love to come out every Tuesday and just have a good time. It truly is it's a sport I love to play. It's a sport I think the whole team loves to play, and it's a good time.
Slapping around for the boys.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, I want to go back to the day you were a part of the championship team.
I was, 2 years ago.
So tell us, you know, what do you remember from that, and what have you done with that shirt? Have you bronzed it?
Yeah.
The Rec Sports champion shirt?
It hangs, actually, I've hung it on my ceiling, so when I go to bed every night, I just kind of look at it.
You just think about that every
night.
Yeah,
it's a dream. It's like I dream about it, and then I open my eyes, and it's still there, right?
Bulletin board, Mr. Really, you know, that's the first thing you say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have fond memories of that. It was a very good time, and it's always great when the whole dorm can come out and support. And so that was also really cool to have the whole dorm out there on the big rink and cheering us on. So,
you know, I was so happy to see that we were so outnumbered in fan base. But you know, like David, we took down the Philistine.
Yeah,
Zom Hall.
Exactly.
The remnant of Zom.
The last remnants of Zom.
We did. And just like, you know, the Lord smote the Philistine, we smote Zom.
It's the way they should have gone out, right? Losing.
Indeed. Losing. Just like they did against, you know, the Battle for the Shadow, the basketball tourney.
Mm-hmm.
They lost. We won in perpetuity. And the same thing here. We sent them on their way packing. Boy.
In the words of Charlie Sheen, winning. We're winning.
Winning. We're winning. We're a hall of winners. Winning. Big time winners. You know, and I love that. I relish that as a rector. I really honestly do.
Yeah.
And I remember there, and I was in the stands. I had to be careful because, you know, you just don't want to be seen. And, like, you know, Father Ralph's, you know. So I didn't see anything, and I wasn't even there, you know. I was at the concourse, but I was watching it all, you know, at a distance, you know.
The watcher, they say.
Kind of like a stalker.
Are you stalking? No, I'm just watching.
There's a man standing over there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
The shadow.
So, do you have any inspiration as a draw from a hockey player as you get out there on the ice?
Oh, that's a good question. Not really. I kind of just pave my own path, I guess. Mm. I get on the ice and it's whatever comes naturally just happens. I watched a lot of hockey growing up, but I wouldn't say that there was ever one player that I tried to mold my game after. Maybe that's why I didn't go as far. Maybe I should have thought about that.
Well, I think you're still going far. I mean, you won a championship here.
That's true.
And you still any play on the club hockey team.
I do, yeah. We have actually, I'm leaving in the next hour here for my last weekend of of club hockey. So it's pretty crazy. We're going to Miami of Ohio, so it should be a ton of fun.
Oh, but, you're going to Miami? Wow, yeah. It's going to be warm down there.
No, Miami of Ohio.
It's more of the same here, I guess.
We're not escaping the snow no matter where we go.
I was going to say, wow, you guys, that's a far trip for the club team.
Sign me up.
I mean,
I'll be a body out there on ice. I can't skate. I'll get in the way.
That's actually a big selling point of our team. We go to Florida Gulf Coast every year.
Ooh.
So that in the fall, that is a big selling point. We get a lot of guys on. Okay. We fly out. So.
Okay, where in the Gulf Coast is that? It's
that
a big
is,
area.
it's Florida Gulf Coast, the school. Yeah. University. Wow. So they are in Fort Myers.
Oh, again, sign me up.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Sign me up. I'm there. Wow. Gee, I wish, Zach, I had played hockey when I was a kid.
I know. Do you get guys that just sign up and, like, maybe they never played hockey, but they're like, oh, I just want to do this?
You get a few guys come out for tryouts that have never played before.
Guys,
yeah.
They've never done it.
But don't end up making – it's a hard one to pick up in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
It's pretty tough.
Especially
but
yeah. So now you're going to be going playing club hockey. Tell me, what does that all entail? I mean, like, how many – your players from all over campus, you've all have played prior,
mm-hmm.
and obviously you have some talent. And what do you do? What's your schedule?
Yeah, so club hockey, we honestly, I think, and I love Notre Dame, but it's very cliquey. You make a lot of friends in your dorm, and that's kind of the friends that you have for your whole time there. But club hockey, for me at least, has been a great way to, as you said, meet guys from all across campus, from all over the country. Kind of over just the shared love of the sport. And we, so for that, I really appreciate it, but also a great way to kind of get the competitive urges out in a place that's not inner hall. But it is all the same, right? We're all just trying to play, still have some competition. So we do practices twice a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we play two games most weekends during football season. We never play during football games, but we'll play like Friday, Sunday.
Gotcha.
And then, in the spring, we try to have the weekends be as much fun as possible. So we're up in Wisconsin. We're going to Miami of Ohio. We try to hit some big name schools and definitely have a good time.
So do you ever party with the opposing team?
We have partied with the opposing team a few times. We tend to see them out because especially at the smaller schools, there's not as many places to go. So you end up at the same spots, but it's pretty cool. Everybody, I think most teams that play club hockey are kind of on the same wavelength of like, this is just
a fun thing.
Yeah, a really fun
good camaraderie. Yeah. There's nothing better than that. So let me ask: do we have, getting back to Stead's hockey, do we have any rising stars on the ice?
Yeah, actually. A transfer. So we hopped into the portal for this one.
We forked over some NIL.
Yeah, exactly. Will Richards from the University of Richmond. He transferred over 2 years ago, I believe.
Yeah.
But he's a rising star. He's been called the modern Gretzky by our club hockey coach.
Oh
but
my
he's
gosh.
He's a rising star for sure.
Wow.
And then we have again a great crop of freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
A few from the area. We have Owen, he's a St. Joe's guy.
Oh, yeah.
A few other. Dietrich's younger brother, the legacy.
Richard.
Yeah,
Dietrich.
The legacy lives on.
Yeah.
He's good as well. So, yeah, we have definitely a good crop of guys.
We got some talent.
Yeah.
A lot.
We have the biggest team we've ever had.
Wow.
So, a lot of guys coming up.
That's good news.
That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's not good news, as you know, we had someone maybe accidentally take five of our jerseys,
mm-hmm.
our team jerseys. How has the team taken that news?
The team was tough because, you know, the greats always say, look good, play good. And so you can't look better than you do in a Steds jersey.
Yeah.
So
it,
you can't play as well as you do in a Steds jersey. But we were able to meke out a tie without the jerseys. So we are 1-1-1, which means we're moving on.
We've fantastic.
Just made it through. And Rec Sports is coming down on the teams that have been sharing the club hockey goalies. Oh. So should be able to kind of meander our way through the playoffs. I think we're going to have a big push here against a few teams. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
But
we're
very excited.
Well, I want you to know, Captain, that I would gladly donate my hockey jersey for the team so that we look good out there, even for regular play. I'm a medium, and it's number 76.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is too kind.
I'm serious. I would love... I want you to know that that's how much I care for
you. We may have to do a drive. Yeah. I personally promise that I will wash them thoroughly multiple times afterwards. But we may have to do a drive. I know there's a few seniors that I could maybe lightly ask and then take and then give back.
Right.
But you know, I mean, look, it just adds to the lore of the jersey. So when you wear that, I mean, like that out
storied.
Yeah, it's a storied jersey, just like the Hall. Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine Richard Dietrich out there wearing the 76? It would look great.
I would want it autographed on the inside.
You know?
It played in the championship.
The memories that jersey saw and was a part of. Yeah,
I just hope that someone accidentally took these jerseys because they thought they were being thrown away.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get the word out, they'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just really low.
Yeah.
You know, for someone to take them out there.
It's hurting the team.
It's hurting the team. Yeah. I know. It's like, you know, it's nothing sacred anymore. I mean, like, we're here at Notre Dame, and, you know, thou shall not steal.
That's a good quote. It's nothing sacred anymore.
Nothing's sacred anymore. Yeah. It's like, hey, is it yours? Then don't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, good grief. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, when every time we have any food, and, you know, like, we have, like, a food, you know, a food.
We always have food.
Like, we have, like, a food truck show up when we were playing the championship for the football, when we were playing championship. Or we have backyard stuff, or
stuff.
They always people show up and they're like trying to get free food, and they said, "Oh, I'm sorry, can I help you?" And these guys said, "Oh, we're confused." I said, "Oh, let me help you in your confusion. Are you from St. Ed's? What?" I was like, "Yes, here's your problem. Get out of here. Go. This is only for
scram, kid.
Scram. I'm only feeding, you know, the children of St. Ed's." You
Father
know?
Ralph does not forget a face either. So.
No,
you're not.
No,
you're not squeaking by.
No,
he's
no,
the
no.
watcher. Yes. He knows.
I have to be for the kids.
The watcher.
He's the watcher. I'm watching you.
We didn't forget that.
Well, what's that movie? What's that song that everyone plays at weddings? Is about a stalker.
Oh,
do you remember that? And it's like
I haven't been to a lot of weddings.
It's like
it's like
a sting. It's like a sting song, and I'm watching you. I'm watching you. There's some song, and everyone plays it at a wedding, and it's about a stalker.
All right, next time I'm at a wedding, I'll be looking out for the stalkers.
We need to research this. And folks, if you're out there and you know this, it's on the tip of my tongue. And by the time the end of the show, I'm going to get the song.
We'll probably get it.
Yeah, anyway.
We'll play it as the outro.
Okay, well, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Should we go there?
Let's do. How are you dealing with all the snow?
Oh, you know, it's tough. We, I'm now off campus as a senior, so I shovel every time it snows, it feels like, and it's not easy. We have, what I found out today, actually, yesterday while shoveling, we have the worst sidewalk pavement for shoveling in the world. Because once you get onto the South Bend walking path, it's easy to shovel it. Shovel gets all the snow, it comes right up, and it's easy. It takes me all of 2 minutes. And then I get to our part of the sidewalk, which is another, we'll say, 15 feet. And it's like scraping gravel I'm trying to pick up. So it's tough, but life hack. This I did not know this. I'm going to credit Henry Lee, South Bend native.
Yeah, Henry Lee.
They call him the Yeti. You know, he knows how to live in the snow. But he bought both houses... big bags of
salt.
Yes, the hot salt that just burns right through the ice. And so that's been pretty key for us to at least keep we've got some pretty narrow stairs.
Wow.
But to keep them clean and free of ice.
Well, I tell you, you know, you're here when we're having a record amount of snow. We've had 72 mm-hmm. inches, and I think we just had another 5 inches overnight, so we're mm-hmm. probably at 77 inches
yeah.
of snow for the season, and we still have a long way yet to go.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. I was actually grilling Henry the other day. I was like, have you ever seen this much snow? It just feels like it never stops. As soon as it started to get a little warmer this week, you know, I wasn't wearing my hood walking to class. Exactly. And then yesterday was awful, and then we got all that snow last night.
Yeah. This is like one of those seasons back like in 2008-09 where it snowed in November, and we had snow on the ground all the way to April.
Mm.
I'm all the way to April, and the first good day was the day in which all of you guys left for the summer. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Anyway, well, we could keep talking to you about hockey, but we got to let you go because you got to get on that bus, get down there to Miami of Ohio. Ohio at the heart of it all.
Bit of a letdown.
But. Yeah, 305
over. Yeah. See, again, Ohio just trying to be at the center of attention.
But
thank you for leading us. We're going to get those jerseys back.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to have another championship photo in the flounge.
Yes. For the flounge.
For the kids.
Thank you so much for having me on, Father.
Okay, go score a goal.
Thank you. I'll do my best.
Score one for the Kipper.
Score one for the kids. Oh, right. Don't you like that, Andrew?
What a great insight, you know? Yeah. You don't get that perspective often. He's truly a captain. I like, my favorite part was, you know, he's still stuck in the old days. You know, the team might be clean, but not him.
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing, too, is he, you know, has taken that news of the missing jerseys very well. Mm-hmm. I think I probably have taken it worse. but, you know, he chin up, buttercup.
Right. Yeah. Right. Nothing can get him down.
No. Well, I think it's time for our next section.
Segment.
Yes, our next segment. Segment. Super Bowl predictions. And we have none other than our very own Nathan Holt from Seattle and Michael. How do you say your last name?
Medillion.
From Massachusetts, and let me tell you, it's Battle Royale. Oh my gosh.
Head on right here.
Guys, thank you.
Of course, thank you for having us.
Well, you know what I find very funny is that, Michael, you're wearing the colors of the Seahawks. And Nathan is wearing the colors of the Patriots.
Was this scripted? Did you tell them to do this?
No, I did not.
Instructions, like show up wearing the other color, would throw them off.
Zach, I didn't even tell them that there would be an opposing fan.
Really?
I did not. So
I didn't even know this was a Super Bowl thing. I was told. I just came in.
He just came for the interview. He thought you wanted to ask about it. You
just
know,
talk some Hawks ball.
Exactly.
I think, you know, here I'm going to throw it. Like they're very calm right now. There's a little detente here, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to throw it off. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say that only one of your teams is going to win.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I just don't think it's yours.
Well,
we don't know who he's talking to.
The Seahawks are not going to lose the Super Bowl, so.
Well, they lost a couple years ago, 11 years ago, was it?
Yeah, but now we're actually going to be able to run the ball. So we got some Kenneth Walker in there, shove it down the middle.
What about our D-tackles, Milton Williams, Christian Barmore?
I don't know. You see that first play against the Broncos?
Do we win the game, though? That's all that matters.
Yeah, but it's a backup. I don't know. You got Sam Darnold in there, 14-game winner.
Last time Sam Darnold played the Patriots, he said he was seeing ghosts. And he's throwing picks.
It's true.
Oh.
But now we got JSN, you know, got Cooper Kupp.
Gonzo?
I don't know.
Gonzalez, Marcus Jones?
I don't know. I feel like the offense will perform well enough. Defense, lock it down. I don't know. I think Hawks got it.
Is it your new rookie safety got injured in practice?
Yeah, I'm in worry.
Little ankle sprain,
but it's okay. You know, you see Lindsey Vonn, she's in there competing in the Olympics without an ACL. I think Emmanuel, he got it. I think his ankle's going to be okay.
He was limping out of practice. He was limping at the convention earlier.
They'll shove him full of some drugs and, you know, juice him up and we'll be good to go.
Classic drug cocktail.
Yeah. You know, like it sounds like just like the creator of the Hindenburg. What could go wrong? Exactly. Filling this blimp with hydrogen.
Yeah.
So anyway, fill them up with some drugs. Yeah, let it on play.
Good to go.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna separate. Ding, separate.
Round one.
Go back to your corners. Okay, so let's be honest. You know, there's gonna be one team that's gonna win, and I'm gonna go right there. I'm gonna bypass all the other questions I have for these guys. What do you think the final score is going to be for the Super Bowl? And I'm gonna go to you, Senior. Nathan Holt.
Seahawks by a million. However, if we have to give an actual score, I'm going to go Seahawks 35, Patriots 17.
Okay. That is extremely disrespectful. I'm going to go Patriots 27, Seahawks 21.
Oh, wow.
I thought you were going to flip it. I thought you were going to say...
Nah, close game, close game.
Okay, close game. Okay, wow. All right, and I like how our impartial...
I feel bad. Yeah, I'm kind of not really impartial right now.
Yeah, he's wearing a Seahawk jersey, everyone. You can't see it.
Can't see it.
It's annoying. Mm-hmm. It's annoying.
He's kind of throwing off the...
He's on the right side, Father.
You know, I do apologize.
That player's not even on the team anymore. It's irrelevant.
How do you know this isn't a Sam Darnold jersey? It's the right number.
Nah, he's over there assaulting fans. Good to go.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a DK Metcalf jersey for all those.
All right. So, how about this? Let me ask this question. We have your predictions out there, and we will hold you to them. We will call you back should you be right or wrong. So don't worry, folks. There's more to come. But I would say, you know, I've never been to Seattle Stadium, so tell us, have you been to a Seahawks game? A Dirty Bird game?
I've been to one Seahawks game in my lifetime.
Okay. One's enough. It's one more than me.
Yeah, it's a great stadium. Super small stadium, but you know, you got the roof up there. All the sound comes down. Was the loudest crowd on record for a long time. You can't hear yourself thinking there. It's a fun place to be.
Wow. Okay, is there anything that stood out, you know, particularly that you're like, wow, I love this place. I think Seattle's got the best fans.
Seattle does have the best fans. It's cool. You're right downtown. You can see all the whole skyline right there. Mariners Stadium's right there as well.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Sonics. No more. Undefeated since 2008. But Seattle's got some great fans. Having a great year of sports. So super excited for Super Bowl.
Okay. What about you?
I went all my life.
All your life?
Yeah,
wow.
My uncles are season ticket holders, so they have extra tickets, and they would always ask us to come.
Just really loud.
Okay.
So anyway, so tell me, I've driven by it, or I've been in an Uber by it, but I've never gone into Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Like, it's called Patriots Place. We got everything. Now we just got the Tom Brady statue. Yeah, we just got Patriots Place. The Tom Brady statue just got built. We're a city of winning. So we win in every aspect. Our fans are completely...
Wow.
You can't find fans...
That annoying, like yours.
I thought you were impartial.
I was gonna say I'm impartial.
I'm playing both off each other.
Is that why Bill Belichick had to get a 24-year-old girlfriend? Or
Hate the player, hate the game. How about those Knicks?
Hate the Knicks.
Okay, so but the stadium is a really nice stadium.
Yeah, you can't find energy anywhere else.
Wow. Is that right by the airport?
No, it's in Foxborough.
Okay.
It's not in Boston.
Oh, wait. Well, then maybe I haven't driven by it. Oh, I take that back.
Mm-hmm.
There's always... What's the stadium by that bridge?
You might be thinking of the TD Garden.
Yeah.
It's the hockey arena and the Celtics arena.
Whoops. Play. I'm sorry. That shows you how educated I am with sports. All right. So I've never been to either your stadium, and I'm open to going.
Right.
I'm open to be a fan of either team. Now, I'm not a fan of the Seahawks, nor am I a fan of the Patriots. I'm for America.
Okay,
I'm for America.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
God bless the USA.
Yep.
And I think America's going to win this coming Sunday. But is there any special food served at your stadium? Because, like, you know, I go to a lot of baseball stadiums, and I was reminded one time of, like, why I would never be a San Francisco Giants fan because of the garlic fries. And the smell of garlic wafting in the air just made me puce in the face. Is there anything food that's special? Anything that's really good? So if I went to your stadium, like, I got to get this pretzel. Or, you know, something like that.
That's a good question. I would say either the chicken tenders and fries or the pizza.
Oh.
Yeah. They give you, like, your own, like, self-made, like, not self-made, but, like, your own size pizza, individual pizza.
Wow, just like Pizza Hut. Personal size pizza.
So those are Boston locality, you know, that's a very Bostonian, for people unfamiliar with those cuisines, Bostonian, I guess.
Okay, very Bostonian.
And you can't go wrong with the pretzel.
Can't go wrong with the pretzel.
You know, Seattle being the home Pacific Northwest, got a lot of fishermen coming up from down from Alaska, got some nice smoked salmon, king salmon, do some bowls and some shit there. So
wow,
it's delicious. Gotta get your hands on that.
Wow. Okay.
Salmon balls.
Wow. You know what? You know what? It's like
salmon at a football game.
Yeah, it's unique. It's like unique to the area. I would go for it, but you know, I wouldn't. You know what? I will not go for. I never will. Nor should you. Fuji from La Fortune.
Really?
Sushi.
This is a public service announcement.
Yeah, just say no. Just say no.
Sometimes you just have to say no.
Food poisoning 101.
Exactly. I was going to say that it is something that I will not do. I hope that you don't do, because you know you're one ocean, you're another ocean.
Never had it.
Oh my gosh, you never had sushi?
I don't really like sushi, but Fuji-san in specific, I've never had it.
Yeah, don't.
You can't trust Indiana fish.
No. Yeah. No. Okay, so let me ask. Okay, have you been, you know, when you're wearing your team's colors, have you been getting ribbed by other people on campus or opposing fans? You know, have you taken some flack for being a fan of the Patriots or the Dirty Birds?
I mean, for the Patriots, it's like everyone hates us. Like, we can't catch a break. I mean, we also can't catch a break from winning, but like that's why everyone hates us. We never have a chance of, like, everyone thinks it's rigged for us, but we just win.
I know, Seahawks are America's team, baby. So America 250, Seahawks are gonna win the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's been pretty good overall. Not a lot of hate, just from Pats fans. So a lot of shared sympathy towards the Seahawks from other fans of anti-Patriots teams.
I see. Well, you know, you know what my rebuttal would be? Is at least my team is in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, Nebraska, Omaha doesn't have a team, and they force us to watch the Chiefs, the Vikings, you know, Denver. You know, we're a market that's fought over. Anyway, so I'm glad that both your teams are in it. I wish you the best. Now, as you know, we celebrate the Super Bowl here at St. Ed's in a very special way, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Highly anticipated special
way. A very special way. Was it Super Groundhog Chinese President's Day?
Indeed.
Are you guys going to make an appearance?
I will be making an appearance at Super Chinese Groundhog President's Day.
Yeah, and we actually even have something special this year. You know,
really?
Indeed. I can't talk to you about it. We've got to keep that cat in the bag.
That cat's staying in the bag.
The cat
with
is still in the bag.
With poked holes for oxygen.
With that other cat that's in that other bag. We got a bag full of cats.
We got a lot of cats
in the bag. But, you know, they said we couldn't do it, but we did it anyway.
We done it anyway.
And that's how Stats roll.
As St. Ed's always does.
You know, and that's how your Seahawks roll, and that's how your Patriots roll. You know, they said it couldn't be done, and you do it anyway.
Just do our job.
You just do your job. All right. I got to ask, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Let's address it head on.
Let's head it head on.
Okay.
How you dealing with all the snow?
I mean, native to me, so it's kind of like second nature. There's no... I love the snow.
You do. Okay.
Every time I see
it... It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me.
Wow.
Just like it doesn't bother Drake May. It doesn't bother me.
Not even a wintry mix.
No, look at my shoes. I'm wearing, for you guys that can't see, I'm wearing moccasins right now. It just snowed 5 inches last night, so.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
He invites it in.
Wow.
He says, hey, come stay a while.
What a patriot.
Yeah.
A Minuteman.
What a great Minuteman.
He would have been at Concord in Lexington in a moccasin.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Wow. True patriot.
Well, Seattle's got a lot of rain. You just take the rain, replace it with some snow. Same sort of vibe. A little bit colder.
Yeah.
But we'll take it in stride, and it's good overall.
Yeah. Are you shoveling a lot?
Oh, yeah. Got a shovel out there. Had to shovel my buddy's car out this morning.
Oh.
Tow his little car out of that with a little rope. But we're doing okay out there.
Surprise! Yeah. I walked out at 6 o'clock in the morning, and there was like 5 inches.
It was a rude awakening.
And they had nothing cleared. And by the time I got to the Duncan Student Center, I was like a wet mess. But I bet you've, you know, learned a new definition of shoveling, because we've had the most snow so far in the last, I forget how many years, 5 or 8 years or something.
I think it's been more than that.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you combined all the years together, it wouldn't come close to this amount. Yeah. But anyway, so, okay, well, there we have it, folks.
That was the Super, Super Bowl prediction.
That's right. We have our own very Michael and our own very Nathan. Given your thoughts, guys, thank you. I wish your team the best.
Thank you, Father.
I wish the team the best. And I hope you guys will remain friends
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm shaking.
I don't know why you're shaking my head.
I hope you guys are friends afterwards. Okay.
Of course.
After the game.
Remember, it's just a game.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? Truly, I hope the best team wins, and that means that, you know, we all know what team that is. But I'm hoping for a good game.
Yeah, we'll see how it pans out. You know, I must admit, I should have told them that I had.
Yeah, there's a lot of sparks there. You sat down and you could see there's some tension.
There was some tension there, and I was like, I think you're gonna jump in. And sit in between these two
That probably wouldn't have been a better arrangement. We should have swapped with them.
We should have. You know, I thought we were going to see, like, the Hindenburg go up again. You know?
Were close. We were close a few times there.
Very close. But we averted it.
Crisis averted.
Yeah, disaster averted. All right. Well, next, on to our next guest. Our next guests are none other than Gabriel Yalili and our own very Connor Larson. From Illinois and Iowa, respectively, are Stead's freshmen who are here to make a pitch.
Yep.
Okay, welcome to the Red Room.
Wow, I feel like this is a first, I'm going to be honest.
It is. You know, they came in after making a pitch, and I said, well, I'll gladly buy 100. No, I'll buy 1,000. What are you guys doing here? What is this for?
You want to take it then? Or?
You got it.
All right, so we are creating a method to fill up your tires.
Okay, you're making a method to fill up your tires.
Yeah, it's a subscription service so that you don't have to do it yourself anymore.
Okay. So you're filling people's tires with air?
You want us to pitch it to you, Father?
Yeah, like, just tell us. I mean, like, tell me, why would I want you filling up my tires with air and not me?
When was the last time you filled up your own tires, Father Ralph?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know.
He backed off his position.
I don't know.
Okay, that's a great question. I don't know.
Most people don't do it.
Okay. So what we realize is that it's kind of a hassle. A lot of people don't know they need to do it, or they know they need to do it, and they just procrastinate and don't do it. We knew this was a problem, so we actually did some research, and it's actually like very important to make sure your tires are filled properly.
Why?
Well,
what could go wrong?
What are some of the negative side effects?
There's a few things, actually. So you want to take this, Connor?
Yeah. Well, number one thing is if your tires are too low or not inflated enough, then you're susceptible to blowouts like on the highway and things like that.
That'd be bad.
There's about 646 fatalities in 2023, actually, from tire-related issues.
Oh, wow.
So it's like it's a real problem. It's unfortunate, but we're hoping to help.
Yeah.
But on a lower scale, where you're losing 3% a year of your gas savings. By having an underinflated tire.
How much money?
3%. So that goes to about $100 a year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you know, when's the last time you fixed a flat tire, Zach?
You know, I can't say. I think if I was in that situation, I'd call up my dad and we'd do a little how-to.
Become
a
man?
Step by step. That's when I became a man, in the moment.
Yeah, you know.
I don't believe in preparation.
Well, the last time I filled up a tire,
yeah.
I fixed a flat tire, was in Des Moines, your hometown.
Really? What happened? Is there a story there?
Well, Jack Helsner, a freshman, and I, we drove to Omaha, and we're going through Des Moines at 11 p.m. at night, and we ran over something in Des Moines, and I was like, the car's getting very hard to steer. And sure enough, it was a flat tire.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, he had never fixed a flat tire. I said, well, today you're going to learn how to, and you're going to, you know, stamp your man card.
Yeah, stamp that. Yep. Stamp that.
But anyway, but we're not. We don't even want to get there. We want to fill up the tires with air.
Correct. Yes.
So tell me, okay.
Our little business, it focuses on preventative tire maintenance.
Yeah, I'm all for that now.
Yeah. So we have basically a network of technicians. We're working on it right now, and they'll basically come like every month to your home or wherever your car is. You'll put that in the app, which we just finished the software today.
Yeah. Wow. You made an app.
Yes. Yep. Okay. It's taken us 2.5 weeks. A couple all-nighters, but...
Yep.
So, 100
hours each. Yeah. So.
Wow.
But,
go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, so these technicians come to your house. They basically check every tire. They do both, like, actually the tire inflation, and they check the tread, like, with their own tread gauges.
Oh.
And then they input that information into the technician side of the app, and then that overlays into the customer side, so you can basically see all the diagnostics of your car tires. So it basically makes the average consumer a tire professional.
We knew it was a problem that people either didn't fill up their tires and then they also didn't know what condition their tires were in, so we wanted to make
both of those issues go away by telling them what their tire condition is and like what they need to do next. Exactly. And okay. also keeping it maintained.
Well, that's the tell of a good business. You're killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. So what happens if I say like, well, the problem is my tires aren't filled up with air. They're filled up with, I don't know, some inert gas now. Remember like neon or xenon? What do they put in tires? I don't know. They put something in tires.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they have those. Will you have that too? Have you thought about that?
I mean, you can easily drain them and reinflate it.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that's a pretty rare case, but yeah.
Well, I don't even know why they don't fill it. They fill it up with those inert gases.
I was gonna say I'm not familiar with that.
You haven't seen that because it'll have a green tip, the little cap at the very tip of a tire.
Oh, I feel like I've seen
that. And then you have to fill it up with that gas.
Interesting.
Something supposedly. It helps. I don't know. Supposedly with the gas mileage. I don't know.
I've seen nitrogen.
Nitrogen. That's it. Yeah. Okay, wow. So you could fill up my tires with nitrogen too?
No, probably not.
Not for a while.
Not okay. yet. You know, yeah. that'll be a later okay. product.
The okay. savings are so little with okay. nitrogen compared to gas.
But what happens if I'm kind of like hesitant? Like, you know, I don't. My tires aren't losing air. I mean, come on.
Why do we need this?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you want to make more money back than the subscription cost, then you might as well buy it. I mean, it'll save you about $9 a month. Or if you have two vehicles, it'll save you about $9 a month in gas alone, and then $4 a month in like actual tire savings. So
yeah, because if it's not properly inflated, your tires will wear faster
and more.
So then you have to replace them more frequently.
Okay, and how much does a set of four tires cost? That obviously depends on the make and model, but what the average number of what's the average cost?
Close to 1,000 usually.
Holy
500 to 1,000.
Yeah,
holy
depends.
Cow!
Yeah, it depends where you get them done.
The average tire life about 4 years.
Good grief.
So, if your tires are always properly inflated, you're saving about 4,700 miles on every tire.
Okay.
Which is about 1% of their life.
So, wow. So, do the math, and this is something that is
it's a no-brainer.
It's really, a no-brainer. It's
really
a win-win.
It's a
win-win.
Why would you not?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, now, let's address this elephant in the room.
Yeah.
What is the biggest competition headwind that you would be running up against?
There is no competition, Father Ralph. This is the first business model. Our only competition, is people who want to do it themselves right now, or have their dads do it right now. So, really targeting the dads of the market who take care of their whole family's fleet. Like, why would you want to do that when you'd be spending more time with your family, or doing your job, or whatever?
And getting more data on it too, that you know where your tires really are.
There's no need to be outside, like messing around with those dirty hoses at the gas station.
-13 feels like it's not.
It's
worth
just
it.
Terrible,
just
Father
give
Ralph.
Trust the experts. You know, trust the experts.
Trust the experts. Yeah, I don't want to be doing this.
It's a couple clicks on your phone, Father Ralph.
Yeah, I could be doing more scrolling on my social media.
Exactly.
I could be writing more stories on the blog.
Exactly.
You know,
taping more.
More Red Room.
More Red Room. Yeah, exactly.
Taping
you know.
More Red Room.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Or enjoying more Casey's Pizza.
Exactly.
And, no, I don't eat that pizza. But I do fill up. I do change my tires in their parking lot. Yeah. So, I'm not joking, folks. It all happened in Des Moines. This is so ironic. You should be talking about tire maintenance. And I, oh my God. Okay. I'm having flashbacks. I'm glad Jack's not here. You know, poor Jack. He's traumatized. He hasn't asked me for a ride since.
He's scared for another blowout. Yeah. He's like, oh.
Okay. Well, let's ask. So you did the pitch.
Yep.
How did it go over? Did it go over like a lead balloon? Or
really odd theme.
Or did it rise?
Yeah.
Now you're going on to the next competition.
Yeah. So actually, we hear back today from the Idea Center.
Oh,
whether we get to be in their 10-week startup program.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So we'll
see. So today's the day.
Hopefully. Yeah. The pitch went very well, though.
We think it went well. Our mentor told us that we did great.
Fantastic.
So yeah.
And you guys said that you did all this, put all these materials together, all the planning in 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
We started 2.5 weeks ago.
Well, why don't I ask, what was like your aha moment that said, you know what we really need is a subscription-based tire maintenance service?
Exactly.
What was the moment?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I mean, throughout my whole life, I've been going with my dad to like actually help him with the tires. Because like you have to sit at the tire and then you have to like go peek up and see if it's at the right pressure every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I always remember it being just like super cold and just like absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
When we were doing it. And then I was here. And what was it? We were thinking about bikes first and how, like, everybody's tires that we were looking at were just, like, completely flat.
Yeah.
And we're like, how could we transfer that to, like, the everyday consumer?
Mm-hmm.
So then we kind of thought about this and made a subscription-based model.
And there's MLK weekend, and we decided just to go for it. And that 4-day weekend, because we don't have class on Friday. Had some time in your hand,
you're like, you know what? Let's pursue this idea.
Before all the classes and SIBC and things get crazy, we might as well crank it out.
Exactly. So. Well, I mean, for those that are listening, we can't see the materials, but they've prepared materials, and it's high quality. They have demos. There's graphics. Features of the app are being shown, so they've planned this out. It looks like, I mean, I obviously I didn't watch, but it looks like Pitch went pretty well.
The website is live right now, too.
Website's live. So
we haven't launched officially the service yet. Hopefully by February 20th is the goal, but...
Okay.
Wow. So it's coming to a town near you.
Starting here.
Starting now.
Yep. Starting here about in a week, probably.
In South Bend.
In South Bend. Okay. And then hoping to expand starting over the summer a bit. So.
Okay. I got to ask, you know, what I find amazing is you guys made an app. How do you do that? I mean, like...
Who's the mastermind behind that?
Yeah.
We both did the work about pretty equivalently. AI has come a long way, though. And it's actually incredibly helpful. If you know what you're doing a little bit, it can be a very useful tool for making websites and apps and things like that.
We have a decent understanding of like how the code in Java works, so we don't necessarily have to write every single line of code, but we know exactly what it needs to do.
Mm.
And code's at the point where we can tell it what to do and how to do it.
Exactly.
And usually it does a pretty good job, and we can troubleshoot from there.
Wow.
I'm getting schooled.
Did you expect them to say that?
I did not. You know, like, what I need to do during the summer is take a summer school class.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I took one time, I took a watercolor class, and then I was asked to leave. But maybe I don't want to be too dumb, so...
You left the wrong mark?
I left
the wrong impression?
I left a long impression, wrong impression. But, wow. So this is truly amazing.
Yeah.
So, you'll have to tell us how it all pans out.
Absolutely.
You know, we hope... Gee whiz. If I had a car, I would fill it up with air, with you guys. I don't want to be doing that. I don't even want to fill it up with gas. We have a fleet system. And no one's checking the air tires. I'll tell you, no one's checking the tires.
There's a customer.
We'd be happy to do it.
Do you know how many times I've had flat tires with the community? Yeah, I love it. You know, we have like 50 some odd cars, and I love this. Everyone's car, you know, it's no one's car.
Yeah.
You know, and no one, you know, like, please fill it up with gas. So how many times I got on the road and it's got a quarter tank, a half tank.
Falling apart.
You know, that's the one thing that will never happen, that has never happened, and fallen apart. But no gas and low tire pressure. And then, you know, anyway.
She gets to touch Father Ralph. Yeah, that'll be our first big deal.
Yeah, big deal. What kind of deal? Cut a deal.
You know, but I appreciate you guys coming here because you've kind of like resolved this lifelong dream of mine to be a shark on Shark Tank.
These guys are, they're it.
Jeez. So, am I Mark Cuban or
Okay, let's go there. Guys, the elephant in the room, who's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
Is there a consensus? What are we thinking?
Honestly, I don't have a...
I'm not really sure. I don't follow either of those two teams.
Keep an eye on the Bears. I know we don't want the Bears.
I don't want the Patriots to win.
Okay, so, there we go. Yeah, okay, Seahawks.
Yeah.
Come on. Seahawks, too.
There we go.
America's team.
There we go. I bet you're happy. Yeah. There you go, America's Zach.
Team.
Yeah, you know, I was liking these guys up until now.
Yeah. Because
the right answer was America.
This
was America.
America
was the right answer.
We want America to win.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. We can't all have the great wit that you have, the great intuition.
You're not making me blush. Anyway, guys, thank you so very much for coming in.
Appreciate it.
We wish you all the best. Good luck. Let us know how it goes.
We'll do. Absolutely.
We gotta know.
Yeah. We will.
Yeah.
Oh, and what's the name? I feel like we missed the most
important part.
Air to You.
Air
to You. AirToYouServices.com is the website. So
we'll put it on the blog.
Check it out.
Yep. Folks, we'll put it on the blog. Don't worry. We'll put it on the blog. We'll feature them. Don't worry. There's more to come.
Good.
Love it. All
right. Thank you.
All right, guys. You know, I could sit and talk with those guys all day long.
I mean, the more you dig, there's just more and more.
There's some ideas of businesses that I have, and maybe they could take.
I think so.
You know?
I'm going to start submitting my own ideas, and they're going to transform it into apps and websites.
Do you know one of my ideas? Do you know what one of my ideas
is? What's one of your ideas?
Putting snow tires on shopping carts.
Really?
Yeah. You ever try to drive a Target shopping cart or a grocery cart in the snow?
No, it's not fun. Put some snow tires on.
Some chains on them.
Exactly. Some snow chains on them. You know, and people will buy more. Okay, well, I think it's time for our next guest. Our next guest is none other than John Challenger, Stead Senior, and our captain for our basketball team.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's a good day. I feel we're having all the seniors back, all the old guys. You know? I know. We're catering to the old guys
today. Have you noticed that all our seniors are the captains of our teams?
Yeah.
Passing that knowledge down?
Jeez. Yeah. They play an important role.
They do play an important role after all.
Yeah.
It's priceless.
Well, it will only be priceless if you win a champion.
Exactly.
And so let's just go there. Like, are we going to win?
We are.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you know, but a lot of the rivalries carry across the different sports. And we just played the team that beat us in flag football in the playoffs.
Ooh.
And those games get chippy, too.
Ooh, chippy.
Yeah.
Okay, who was that team that we were lost in
flag football? Who's the rival?
I'm not sure what dorm it is off the top of my head. But I know they beat us the year before this year, too. So
okay.
It's been a long
run. Oh, so you haven't forgotten that loss. And carries on. So, but you beat them in basketball.
We beat them, yeah.
Good. Was it a decisive win?
It was by about 8 points. So
that's good enough.
Yeah, decisive. Good enough.
Yeah.
Get the job done.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. So, we have good chances for a championship, a rec sports championship.
Oh, for sure, very high. I think this is definitely the sport where we have the highest odds of winning it all. So
okay, wow. So on our team. Talk to us about our squad. Is it composed of all classes, or what? Who's on our team? And so, who's a rising star?
No, perfect.
Besides yourself.
So we have 9 people on our team. Our starting lineup is myself, Tommy Kelly, Jake Loffenberg, John Cook, and Henry Lee.
Okay.
All seniors.
Living
right next to me or with me.
Yeah.
And then our bench has Andrew Sasso, Jimmy Davey, Curtis Donovan, and sometimes Clinton and Andrew will come and support us, and they don't get much time, but
it's more moral support.
So it sounds like a heavy senior presence. So this is like seniors wanting to like go out on top.
Yeah, this is our Super Bowl.
Okay.
This is our super Chinese Groundhog President's Day, so to speak.
Exactly. Okay, so the team is stacked. We got talent. We got a deep bench. We got a great coach.
We got leaders.
Great captain, you know. So, and great cheerleaders, you know.
don't discount those cheerleaders.
No, heavens.
Huge role.
I've seen the Andrew Kalajic. Wow.
I hope he's not showing any leg.
We make sure he's not. He's going to distract us.
All right. So do you do anything out there when you're on the court? Do you something psychological, you know, to get in the opponent's head? What do you say? Do you do something? You say something, hey, that was a great three-pointer?
That's a great question. So we try to get there really early before the other team. So by the time they get there, that we're already warming up, we're already ready to go. So they know we mean business right away.
I like that.
Definitely that. And then there's always friendly banter between the two teams. We try to keep it at a minimum, but there's always a little bit of talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
It gets chippy.
We let the play talk for us.
Yeah. It gets chippy. Yeah. So now I got to ask, you know, I asked Andrew Kurowski, our hockey captain, if he had any inspiration from a hockey player. Do you have any basketball player that you find like you get inspiration from that you want to emulate out there on the court?
Yeah, I think 2 things. So Michael Jordan's always talking about how everything's personal, and we're making this season personal.
We took that
rivalry very personally.
Yeah, well, clearly.
And then an overall quote that I just like is, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, so always take advantage of all the opportunities out there on and off the court.
That was Michael Scott that did that one, I believe.
Yeah, Michael Scott did say that, yeah.
Wow, okay, from The Office?
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky said it too.
But, I mean, we don't talk about that. Yeah. This is more important for
us. Oh, I got you. Okay. So now, where are the games? And, you know, how are the refs?
Yeah. The games are in North Dome, so right attached to Purcell.
Okay.
Which I really like. I really enjoy. And then the refs are, they're all right. They could definitely be a little bit better. There's There's a couple out there that don't look like they, or don't seem like they've watched a game of basketball before, but there's usually a couple of good ones there. So,
well, you know, it's funny. You know what we found out? Last year, we blew the cover off all of this. Or maybe was it 2 years ago? I'm not sure. No, it was last year. Where we found out that to be a rec sport, you know, referee, you don't have to have played the sport ever. They'll put you through a crash course and teach you basketball in 15, 30 minutes.
Wow.
And there you go. They'll give you a shirt and a whistle, and they'll give you a paycheck, and you just go out there and, you know, you're it.
Yeah, that's a scandal.
It really is. Yeah. We need to be whistleblowing this. We need to be blowing the whistle a little bit louder, I think.
I think so. You know, we got to keep, you know, the integrity of the game.
And I wonder, like, how many games do you think have, like, been decided by one or two calls? Like, have you ever had that?
A lot. More than you would think. There's a lot of really close games, and when you get to those points, the calls really matter.
Exactly.
And when they're bad calls, if they don't go your way, then you can lose the game pretty easily.
Has that ever happened with us?
Oh, yeah. In flag football, in the championship a couple of years ago, we had a touchdown in the back of the end zone where Ian Robinette was inbounds, but they called him out, and we would have won the game, and we would have won the championship.
Yeah, those are the stories you just, it pains you.
Yeah, I bet you that person learned about football in a 15-minute crash course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just, yeah.
Wow. We need instant replay.
VAR review.
For our rec sports.
I think we do, yeah.
I agree.
We take them that seriously. Yeah.
Well, that's happened before. We've gotten plays on video from the sidelines and showed the refs, and they won't look at the video.
I remember that happened.
They refuse.
They refuse to look at that.
Yeah. Oh,
yes, they're out of love for the game, they won't look at that. Out of desire to be a good referee, they won't look at
that. Yeah.
You know, the injustices that... You know, our players have to...
But you know what? This is not about the referees. It's about the players.
Well, you know what? You know what? You want the referees to help, you know, to acknowledge the players and their talent. And I think that when you don't have good refereeing, it takes away from the kids.
Yeah.
That's what I think, you know? Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. And, if I could, I'd have a little white envelope, you know, fill it up with a little green.
A little dough.
Some motivation.
Let the kids play, you know? Keep it fair.
Keep it fair.
Close the eyes a little bit.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Have you played on any of our rec sports teams, Zach?
I have, yeah. I did Big Cats a few games. Okay. And actually, it was basketball, not champion. We were pretty bad, but I have played before, too. Okay. Last year, we were in the B or C league. So, okay, yeah.
Well, you're somewhere
still
down
there. Still a lot of talent down there. Still a lot of talent
down there. A lot of talent deep down.
There
deep
is.
Deep down in those C and D and E levels.
Yeah.
Those... Question, you know, speaking, you know, he's played on a team before. Have you played on a basketball team before? Did you play high school basketball?
Yes, I played all growing up. So I played all 4 years in high school and mm-hmm. prior to that too. So
wow, okay.
Yeah.
So you got some talent. You got some experience.
Yes, for sure. The height definitely helps with that too.
Yes, that too.
I was going to say. That was the big limiting for me.
He's got height. He's got reach.
I don't have that.
I've got heart though. You do too.
Yes. That's the most important thing. There you go. Now, as a captain, do you find it hard to, you know, to channel that spirit and of the Steds players, you know, so it could be productive?
It can be difficult sometimes.
It's like herding cats.
Yeah, no, it can definitely be challenging, especially when we don't really practice. When it's about an hour before the game on Wednesday, I try to get everybody just motivated, ready to go for the game, locked in, no distractions.
Okay.
Get there early, get the warm-ups going, but it's good.
Okay, so question, how do you prevent Laufenberg from flopping?
Ooh, there's no preventing that. We just let him play. He's kind of like Dennis Rodman. You can't really control him. You just let him do his thing.
Let him go. By the way, did I ever tell you I saw Dennis Rodman in Chicago at the place where I was
eating
brunch?
Wow.
Yeah. And another Stedsman was with me and wanted to get a picture with him. I was like, I don't want a picture with him. And he went over there and he had to fight hard to get it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I was like, so what? You got a picture of Dennis Rodman. Who wants to look at that? I sure don't. Anyways, but if you could get your picture with any basketball player, what basketball player would you want it with?
Oh, definitely Michael Jordan. Ooh. Chicago native, from the Bulls at least. I'd choose him over LeBron even.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. No, I'm repping the Seattle jersey, but the Cleveland in my heart hurts.
Mm. Yeah.
Kid from Akron.
Yeah. I love both.
Okay. All right. So, We're going to make a championship run, just like we're going to be celebrating the runs for the Super Bowl made by the Seahawks and the Patriots, and we're going to go there with that elephant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who are you cheering for? Who are you rooting for?
Ooh, neither, to be honest. No, if I had to choose somebody, it'd have to be the Seahawks, just because I love the Sam Darnold story. Back-to-back 14-win seasons, that's pretty improbable in the NFL, and everyone counted him out earlier in his career. So.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Well, that's a nice argument.
Yeah, that's a good argument. You know, I respect. I'm objective, yeah. But at the same time, you know, I want this team to win.
Objective, you know, and you know, the thing is, he's clearly a Bears fan.
Oh yes,
as he should be. And look, he can.
And look, that was like the people's choice. Like we would.
That was
loved
the people's
Bears,
team. You know, yeah. the
America's Bears, team.
America's team. America's team. America's team. All right, we'll ask one last question. How are you dealing with all the snow?
Oh, it is tough. I've been trying to wake up earlier just to get the snow off of my car. And actually, my parents got me something for Christmas. It's a shield you can put over your windshield before it snows. So when it snows, all you have to do is just take it off, and you don't have to go out there with the like toothbrush looking like tool or whatever and get all the snow off. But just waking up earlier, trying to keep warm. But
wow.
It's been fine.
Well, there we go. Wow.
Well, those are that's the secret.
That's the secret.
That's the secret. You just heard it here, folks.
That and the air company.
That's that and your air company. Yeah. I feel like we're ready to go
air for
winter. We're ready to go.
I'm driving to Florida now.
No blowups. No blowups. Drive down to Miami. You're going to see Kurowski there?
No blow. Oh, yes. That Miami.
That Miami.
Whoops. I was going to go to the wrong Miami. All right. Well, John, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Thank you for telling us what we all knew is that Stens is going all the way for that championship run in basketball. We're just glad you had time with us. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you.
Hopefully you guys can stay warm as well.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll see you for the Super Chinese Groundhog Presidency.
Oh, for sure. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Exactly. Like a true senior.
If he wasn't here, it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, really.
It wouldn't be the same if he wasn't here. So, but anyway, don't you like that, John?
I think it's important to get the insight from these captains, you know? They're the heart and soul of the team.
I know. You know? I feel like, wow. He was like,
there's a story
back.
There, you there's know? A story. And I like how they're out for vengeance. They took it personally.
They took it personally, you know what? And they took that energy and they just, like, ran with it.
Yeah.
And put it into something more productive.
And I think they're going to go far.
Scoring points, you know, fundamentals, you know?
Shoot. Pass.
Pass.
Steal.
Score.
Score.
Mm-hmm.
Win.
Yeah. Indeed. All right, I think it's time for a little good news and weather with Logan. Logan!
Hey, how we doing?
We're doing.
Yeah, we're doing.
We're doing.
That's what I like to hear.
We're doing it.
All righty. So I got three bits of good news this week.
One, two, three. It's
yeah,
like
I know.
One, two, three, one.
Well, a little combo. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's my first bit of good news. It actually comes from my family back home. Okay.
Oh,
nice. So I'm from St. Louis, as you might know. In St. Louis, we have a big kind of like hospital, kind of like a lot of medical research going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this bit of good news is really important to my family because when I was younger, not really me, but my little cousin was diagnosed with leukemia when she was 3, okay? And she miraculously survived, right? She's thriving now. She's amazing. Love my little cousin Vivian. But the hospital that she was working, that took care of her, they were working on this like genetic testing to kind of like weed out like genetic diseases, like some miracle cure, whatever.
Yeah.
And so recently this week, Barnes Jewish came out with, they just came out and posted something that my dad told me when I called him. And, basically the like strand of leukemia that my little cousin had, it is like with our new medicine or whatnot, it's never able to like to hurt anyone again. Like it'll just go dormant
really?
To someone. So I don't know. That was, I just thought it was good news.
Wow.
Good news for the world.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. So it just made me smile this morning.
Yeah.
And a little closer, more to home here, we've got some Notre Dame good news.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, I don't know. I'm sure like everyone around the country has heard of our famous St. Olaf's Ice Chapel.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been something to behold. You know, I'm an architect, and this week we got paired with some fourth years. Like to help train us, help like mentor us and whatnot.
Yes.
The fourth year I was paired with, his name's Wesley Buonerba. You got to remember that name because he's going to be doing some crazy stuff soon. But Wesley is actually the architect of St. Olaf's Ice Chapel. So he was he was telling me all about it. I got super lucky to be paired with him.
So he was he like the guy that built it, like used his
ideas or something? So like they were inspired by one of the sophomores, I think his name was Liam, in Coyle. This is all a Coyle creation.
Yeah.
But they were inspired by one of the sophomores who made an igloo. And the igloo was super great, but then Wesley, who's an RA in Coyle, and one of his buddies, who's also an RA, they were out, they got this old like car hood from one of Coyle's like fundraisers or something.
Story, yeah.
And they made like the arches, and it is something to behold.
Wow, so you met the master
architect? The master architect, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah. So, and you know, we had mass there on Monday night. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
30-minute mass and 40-minute communion. It's pretty cool. ran out of hosts, actually. But, you know, it's okay. So the Ice Chapel is really cool. Everyone around the country has been seeing the joy that brought to the school. So, and then our last bit of good news. I just want to say this, but Stead's hockey is officially in the playoffs. Yes.
Oh, that's good news. That's really good news.
You know, so my roommate Daniel is on the team. They did tie the match this week, but it was enough to get him in. Playing Somo, which I think is Soren and Morrissey, but you know. Somo.
You know what I would say? You know, like give him a false sense of
security,
and that's what we're doing.
You know,
fly under the radar.
Exactly.
We're limping along, but we're going to crown you in the playoffs.
Exactly. You know, Daniel was talking. He was like, "Yeah, they were talking some smack all game. It's just going to be even that much sweeter when we knock them out in the playoffs."
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's good news.
There we go.
Okay. How about some weather with Logan?
All righty. So we've been, today was actually kind of a crazy day because we all woke up and there was more snow on the ground.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting to get any. I don't know.
No one
was. And it was definitely a fun walk to class this morning. But yeah, so it was a little snowy today, but every day for the coming week will be like between like 9 and 40 degrees is what I'm saying.
9 and 40? Well, that's a wide range.
I know, but the 9 will be coming tomorrow morning, but then it should warm up.
All right, so we'll be getting a little bit warmer. Mm-hmm. Is there any sun expected? That's the big thing.
We got no sun. So no more snow, but we've got plenty of clouds. Okay. So
what about the temps?
The temps, it'll be warmer than what it's been recently.
Yeah, I mean we have not been above freezing for like a couple of weeks.
This is true. It doesn't seem like we'll get there until about Wednesday or Thursday. But
well, you know what? We're gonna get there.
We are gonna get there.
Just like Laverne and Shirley, we're gonna make it. We're gonna make it after all. All right. Well, Logan, thank you for that good news and weather. Thanks, Logan. Wow, don't you like Logan?
Right on target. Right on spot. Gave us the news. Oh, yeah. The dessert, the appetizer, the entree, and then the dessert, and then delivered us a little ice.
You know what? I'm satiated. I don't feel stuffed.
No.
No.
I'm perfectly full.
Yeah. So, well, it's that time of the show.
It's that time.
We got to say thank you. We got to say thank you to our guests. We have to say thank you to Andrew Karowski. May he win a championship. We got to say, thank you to our two fans that came in, Nathan Holt and Michael Medillion. Sharing their thoughts and
duking it out,
you know, getting a little sassy, a little chippy, you know, about the Super Bowl, their teams. We have to say thank you to our guys with the pitch. I want to get air from them.
I know next time I have my tires or low air pressure pops up, I know who I'm calling.
Yeah, not Ghostbusters,
air for you.
And we got to say thank you to John Challenger for coming in. May he also win a national championship here at Notre Dame.
You know what, yeah.
It really is kind of like that. And we got to say, you know, thanks to Logan for, you know, always doing what he does, and especially to you, Zach. Thanks.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure to sit in this chair, and it's a pleasure to, as I say, it's a pleasure to have the stories and to be able to tell the stories.
Yeah, indeed it is. All right, well, you know, we got to say thank you to our listeners. Thank you for listening. You know, I don't know. Well, you know, if you like these stories, we got more stories next week. And I know you're going to love them because they're all from Steds.
And we have great stories at Stints. I'm Father Ralph with my co-host, Zach, and you've been in the Red Room.